During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Mike Frisch, professor in the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience. Welcome, Dr. Frisch.
Thank you, Aaron.
Let's start off, Dr. Frisch, about, can you give us a definition of psychology?
Yes. Well, one joke circulating is psychology is the study of the id by the odd. but a more formal definition would be the scientific study of behavior and mental processes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think attracts people to psychology? What attracts Baylor students to your department?
Well, one of the biggest things is they see psychology as a doorway to the counseling field, to a career in counseling of some kind. And I want to just mention that there's three major roads that we recommend to students for a counseling career. One is a doctorate in clinical psychology. They can find out about that by just contacting our department office, because we have a doctoral program. Then I also recommend a master's in clinical social work, and they can find out about that right here at Baylor. We have a wonderful program. The third choice I recommend is a master's program to become a licensed professional counselor.
Right.
And unfortunately, we don't have a program right now at Baylor that way, but I often will send students to Mary Harden Baylor to talk to them about their program. But any one of these sources can tell them about all the programs available. In the psych department, we have a book of every program in the country and what kind of GPA they look for and things like that. Now, another thing is a lot of people come to psychology because it's a great liberal arts major. Mm-hmm. You know, not every student here wants to be in school their whole life. So they don't want, you know, they don't want a graduate program or something like that. So there's a lot, and there's a lot of wonderful bachelor level careers, but you got to major in something.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about psychology is it's intrinsically satisfying. And so it's easier to get motivation to study. And it opens a door to a lot of wonderful bachelor level careers. So when people say, well, what, you can't do anything with a psych major, I mean, it's simply not true on a bachelor's level, as you know. Our students end up in business, managing retail businesses, PR, advertising, sales, human resources or personnel work. Some get involved in teaching. Some work for the government or a nonprofit agency like the Red Cross. So there's really a lot you can do with the psych major, and just to give a plug for every other major, there's a lot you can do with a bachelor's degree.
Right.
The other attraction is that psychology is a great pre-professional degree. So when it comes to law or medicine or business, people like that. Medical schools now are saying, we don't want these one-dimensional students that only know, are only, that are kind of biology nerds and only study the human body. They want people with broader interests. They want people with broader majors. And I personally have advised and many majors who've gotten into med school with a psych major. Finally, there's a couple other career paths that attract students. You know that commercial, that Michael Jordan commercial, Be Like Mike. I could say that here, Be Like Mike. Be like me if you want to be a professor. Some students want to be a professor. To do that, you really need a graduate degree, a doctorate in experimental psych. And we have a wonderful advantage of that here at Baylor because we've got a great experimental psychology program with specialties in behavioral neuroscience. That's like, you know, what in the brain would make a serial killer kill a bunch of people or something like that. Also, social psychology, what makes people tick. So if a student comes to our department, they're going to be taught by professors that know what it takes to get into grad school because they run grad school programs.
Right.
You know, I've looked at so many, I'm bleary-eyed from all the hundreds and thousands of graduate school applications I've looked at. So we can help students to teach them what they need to apply and how to apply to graduate school or professional school. If they want to be a researcher, if they want to be a teacher maybe at a liberal arts college. There's also another career path that a lot of our students don't know about. It's called Industrial Organizational Psychology. And it's kind of a sweet deal. You only need a master's degree. There's a lot of jobs out there. They pay very well. And you end up teaching an organization or helping coach executives and how to be more effective in their work. And this has also been very popular with some of our students. One of them just graduated from NYU, New York City, at Ivy League school in this area. So,
what do you think is most unique about the major here at Baylor, the psychology major at Baylor?
Well, there's three things. One is we try to be state-of-the-art in the latest science. So we want people to really know the latest science. Secondly, I think we really shine in the hands-on experience we offer to students. Hands-on experience for credit, okay? So earn credits in your spare time, working in a laboratory with a top scientist. These are the scientists that can write you the letters you need to get into graduate school or medical school. We also have hands-on experience in mental health agencies and hospitals where you get experience related to the counseling field to find out if you really like this. And it's also experience, too, that you can put on your vita to get into grad school. Finally, I think we really shine in our philosophy. I think if I wanted to sum up our philosophy, it's we listen and we care. And like any organization, it starts from the top and filters down. So Dr. Diaz-Granados, our office manager, Nancy Ullman, we all have this attitude of come by and we'd be glad to talk to you. I would be happy to talk to anyone listening to this. They also can come by the department office and the science building, A309, room A309, and talk to Nancy Ullman. But we really care about our students. So that's something I think, those are the three things I think that help us to distinguish ourselves. Mm-hmm. At least we aspire to do this. Now you got it, to get the real scoop, don't listen to this, go talk to a student. Yeah. They'll tell you if we're really succeeding.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about some of those, the hands-on experiences that students might get? I think a lot of students have misconceptions, and maybe you can expand on some other misconceptions about psychology as a field. But the experience and the value of experience that students can gain helping current the researchers with their work and the benefit that can have on their career or finding out their niche in their career. Can you expand on that and helping students clarify some of those misconceptions?
Yes, I mean, there's some fantastic opportunities. Dr. Gary Elkins just got a $2 million grant to study hypnosis for pain. And a student working with him would be in the top tier of universities working on a very high-level grant, get experience in this fascinating field of hypnosis, and then get one of the three necessary letters of recommendation you have to have to get into graduate school. It's not enough to just go to class. Students have to get some research experience. The other part is, I think, this mental experience in mental health agencies is very important. So I have students that they just love abnormal psych or psychopathology, we call it sometimes. And then they go to a mental health center, they go to the Veterans Hospital here, Veterans Medical Center, and they find out it's really not for them. For example, our Veterans Center it's called a Center for Excellence with a specialized study in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, students love that theoretically, but when they go to a treatment team meeting or hear about a veteran actually talk about the account of some horrible experience, seeing his friends blow up or something on their face, sometimes that turns them off. Mm-hmm. And they move into something else, like, hey, I don't think I like this, you know. Or they'll go to a community mental health center, which we call MHMR here in Texas. And you can get jobs right now working with people with obsessive compulsive disorder, you know. And but they don't like the nitty-gritty, you know, or yeah, they're turned off by the poverty of some of our clients, or, you know, they're just too weird for them, you know. And like I said, psychology is the study of the id by the odd. Some mm-hmm. of us really like that you know, we see people with mental disorders as like eccentric friends. They don't put us off quite so much.
Right. Maybe you can help define simply what the id is. I think they would know what the odd, who the odd are, but what is the id briefly for our listeners?
The id is the part of you that wants to party all night instead of study, that wants to pursue pleasure at all costs, doesn't care anything about succeeding in school. So it's a kind of, it's a part of us that would like to just, if we have an itch, to just scratch it, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the three parts of the mind that Sigmund Freud identified in the Victorian era, late 1800s. And boy, have we progressed a long way since then.
Mm-hmm.
Although Freud had neuroscience in, insights that were very prescient, like 100 years before his time. He knew that that there are probably chemicals we make in our brain that have tremendous pleasure-producing properties, like what we see in manic depression or mm-hmm. so-called bipolar 1 disorder. So we have a rich history, but there's a lot of current stuff that students need. In fact, one of our biggest things is we want to teach students to be lifelong learners. We don't talk about this at Baylor because it's kind of depressing, but there's a limited shelf life to our education that we get, that students get. So, for example, in graduate school, they say the shelf life, you know, might be 10 years for a PhD education. So what that means is you got to learn, keep learning new stuff, especially in a science like psychology. Mm-hmm. And we are a science, science like neuroscience. That's another thing that enriches our major is that they get a lot of exposure to neuroscience and the biological paradigm and underpinnings of behavior. And that's really where it's at today. You've got to understand the brain and medications that are helpful for different mental disorders and things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. Can you touch on some of the other more popular or current trends, such as maybe your research in the field right now, some of the hot topics or current trends?
Well, of course, PTSD is huge because we have veterans from Iraq returning who have post-traumatic stress, many other problems. The same difficulty occurred after World War II. And the government threw a bunch of money at psychology departments and say, hey, you know, train somebody to see all these veterans. So after World War II, we focused pretty much on what's wrong with people, how to cure depression, alcohol abuse, anxiety disorders, schizophrenia. What's happened more recently is that there's a new field called positive psychology where we try to look at what's right with people. We try to look at your strengths or assets and not just what's wrong. We're also trying to bring psychology to the average Joe or Jane. So you may not have any kind of psychological problem, but you'd like to be a happier, more successful person. You'd like to have a more meaningful life. This, I think, is really the quest for most of us. We want to build a meaningful life. And positive psychology says is take science along with you. We actually have scientific approaches to help you set your life goals and help you to actually realize those goals.
One last final question. Are there any particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field, or is it pretty evenly?
Well, it's a great question because a lot of students are like, I want to specialize in Christian counseling. I want to specialize in alcohol and drug abuse. And what we counsel them is get a mainstream mental health degree because they're portable anywhere in the country. So if you're a licensed clinical social worker, you can operate, you know, anywhere in the United States. If you're a clinical psychologist with an APA, from an APA-approved program as American Psychological Association, you can practice in any state in the union. The other thing is that we want people to get a general education before they specialize. So I can help students if they want to find, for example, a graduate school that specializes in, say, Christian counseling approach. Mm-hmm. But it's usually in the context of a very broad-based curriculum.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to thank Dr. Frisch for joining us today, and thank you for listening to us. Dr. Frisch, is there any final comment as far as contact information, how potential students can maybe contact the department and where to go from there?
Yes, just call 2961, 710-2961, drop by Science Building, A309, ask for Dr. Frisch, come in and talk to us. Nancy Ullman is one of the great assets of our department and very committed. This We Listen and We Care thing. Nancy wrote the book on that.